Welcome back to America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone, and my style expert guru, Michael O'Connor, talks about colors for your type.
Well, thanks, Valerie. Did you ever put on a particular garment and think to yourself, wow, I really look washed out, or perhaps, wow, this really makes my eyes pop and I look vibrant? Well, it's time to start talking about creating your personal style using your best colors, the colors that are right for you and your specific coloring. Now, over the years, many of you have probably heard people refer to themselves as a winter or, hey, I'm a summer. And this is based upon a theory that divided coloring into various seasons. Although that method is very helpful, I find it a little bit misleading because a summer actually veers toward cooler shades, and an autumn veers towards warmer shades. Other theories divide color into three groups, which is cool, neutral, and warm. But personally, I like the idea of four quarters because I think it gives it a little bit more of a distinction. But I like to think of it more like a window pane, with the four quarters as having two axes, one line top to bottom and the other side to side. Cool to warm is the north-south or top-to-bottom axis, which is determined by your skin undertones. Dark to fair is the east-west or the horizontal axis, which is determined by the tones of your hair and eyes. Therefore, you can be cool with fairer eyes or hair, or warm with darker eyes or hair. First, you're going to have to understand your skin tone, and I'm actually talking about the undertone of your skin. So how you do this is to go into a bathroom, remove all of your makeup, pull your hair back, and make sure that the bathroom is brightly lit. Take a white, bright white sheet and drape it around your neck. The whiteness of the sheet is going to reflect your undertones. So therefore, if you see purple, blue, rose, or pink reflected, you're on the cooler side of the north-south axis. If you see more beige, cream, golden, or yellow colors reflected, then you're actually on the warmer side of the north-south axis. Now, just for an additional test or confirmation, in the same light, turn your arms and wrists over and look at them. If the veins in your wrist and arm have a greenish hue, then they're being shaded by yellow tones in the skin, which puts you on the warmer side. If your veins have a bluish hue to them, then your skin tones are actually on the cooler side. So if you take a graph now and position yourself on it, on that north-south axis, what you're going to see that you will either be above the horizontal line, indicating that you are warmer, or below the line, indicating that you are cooler. Now, generally speaking, at this point, from a color perspective, warmer, undertoned skin tends to look better in earthy colors, while cool, undertoned skin tends to look better in bright jewel colors. But that's not to say that you need to stick to one or the other, because you also have to take into account your hair and eye color. And even then, most people are somewhat of a blend. Now what we want to do is we want to take a look at hair and eyes on the horizontal axis. Cool undertones with dark features usually have black or brown hair with brown, deep blue, or gray eyes. So the best colors for cool skin and dark features tend to be bolder shades, the jewel tones, beautiful red, true black, and true white. Cool undertones with fair features usually have true blonde hair, ash blonde, medium brown hair, and blue, blue-green, or bluish-gray eyes. The best colors for cool skin, fair features are more pastel shades like sage green, periwinkle blue, and rose. Warm undertones with darker features usually have dark brown hair with reddish highlights, red hair, light brown, or darker blonde hair. They also usually have brown, green, or hazel eyes. The best colors for warm skin, dark features are often called the spice colors. They're rich, but kind of muted. So for example, I'm talking rust, terracotta, and moss. Warm undertones with fair features usually have light to medium brown hair with warmer highlights, strawberry or golden blonde hair, with blue eyes, blue-green, or turquoise eyes. The best colors for warm skin, fair features are the brighter shades like pinks, reds, peaches, and turquoise. The colors we wear affect our appearance, and choosing the best color for our skin tone, hair, and eye color can give you that healthy, well-rested, and perfectly styled appearance that we all desire. Now, if you're still a little unclear, which is perfectly understandable, I'll try to explain this better and graphically on my Michael O'Connor Facebook page this week. I'll also show some great examples of colors. And I hope that you're keeping in touch with me via Instagram and Twitter, @StylingSpy. Until next week, you're fashionable in five. Thanks, Valerie.
And thank you, Michael O'Connor. Check out Michael at styleandsubstance.com. Some great tips for how to choose color for our specific look and type. All here for you on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Much more coming up.
Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. Home and Garden TV's Ed Begley Jr. has been green for almost two decades now and is all the richer for it. Smart money is now going on greening up business, and investment money is going there too. Ed Begley.
All this stuff is not just good for the environment, it's good for the economy. They say it's going to hurt the economy. Why? There are jobs making solar panels, wind turbines, compact fluorescent bulbs, energy-saving thermostats. You know, all these things, there's jobs and dignity making all those items. So how can it be bad for the economy? Hey, it's not just good for the environment. It's good for my pocketbook. I came here in my Prius instead of flying. It cost me $40, Harrison. $40. It's not about the environment. I'm cheap, okay?
Soon will come a wave of all new items from dishwashers to microwaves. This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This hard-running All-Pro rushed for more than 10,000 yards in nine NFL seasons. He helped lead the Tennessee Titans to Super Bowl 34, where they came up a yard short against the St. Louis Rams.
Cuts it up, makes one tackle, spins, dives, scores! What a run!
So where is Eddie George now? Eddie worked as a football analyst, but life pointed him in another direction. He earned an MBA from Northwestern's prestigious Kellogg School of Management and is a focused entrepreneur. Eddie owns a lifestyle and fitness company, a real estate development firm, and a pair of restaurants.
I'm going to be my own master and create my opportunities.
Eddie George, fortune far beyond the gridiron. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.